You're listening to the Whale Scout Podcast with your host, Whitney Neggebauer.
Welcome to the Whale Scout Podcast, everybody. My name is Whitney, and it's June. It is officially Orca Month, and today we will be talking all about Orca Month here in Washington State. And I just got word that Oregon has declared June Orca Month as well, which is fantastic news. First off, we have a packed month of June. There are so many different opportunities for you to connect with Whale Scout this month and a lot of other groups and learn about our southern resident killer whales and the salmon and Puget Sound that support them. First, June 3rd, that's this coming Saturday, Whale Scout will be at Bothell's Sustainamania event, and we will be passing out native trees with our friend Mike the Inflatable Orca, and you can come learn how the water in Bothell impacts Mike. The next day, Sunday, is the Orca Month kickoff event at Golden Gardens Park. There will be bag making out of old t-shirts. So bring your old t-shirts and a lot of speakers who Susan will be talking to us about later on in today's podcast. And it will be just a great family-friendly event. And I look forward to seeing all of you there. Also, this weekend on Saturday, all throughout the Puget Sound, we will be stationing naturalists for an event called Whales in Your Neighborhood. And we are doing this along with Orca Network and the Whale Trail. You can go to whalescout.org or look on Facebook for locations of naturalists that will be at public places near you. Another event for those of you like us who like to take direct action and help Puget Sound and our orcas, come on out to the Hour for the Ocean event. There are sites all throughout Puget Sound, but you can join Team Whale Scout at Alki Beach at the bathhouse, and we'll be doing a beach cleanup for approximately 1 hour. The event actually starts a little earlier than 1 hour, so we can get all set up and packed up and ready to go. So again, June 10th at Alki Beach, and there are sites all over Puget Sound. Go head over to whalescout.org to check out more information. And for the month of June and throughout the summer, the San Juan Island Naturalist Program has kicked into full gear. There are naturalists out at the Westside Preserve ready to help watch whales with you and explore the beautiful Westside Preserve, which is an ancient prairie ecosystem, and they're also out there doing stewardship of the property. So head on out, more information at whalescout.org. And lastly, a message here from Congressman Heck about Orca Month.
As we emerge from a very long wet winter, I know that all of us lucky enough to call Puget Sound home are ready to get out and enjoy its magnificent wonders. But beneath its beautiful surface, there's another truth. We all know it. Puget Sound's in trouble. Notably, our southern resident orca population has dwindled to just 78. For years, despite the hard work of many, degradation still outpaces recovery. 2016 was an especially tough year, as we lost 7 orcas, including the iconic Granny, more than 100 years old. If our surviving orcas are to stay healthy and support future generations, they're going to need plenty of salmon to nourish their bodies. Here's the plain truth. We can't save the orcas unless we save the salmon. And we can't save the salmon unless we save Puget Sound. It's that straightforward. Now, don't get me wrong. We've made some progress, but we're not moving fast enough. We got to do more at the federal, state, and local level. Protection and recovery of the orcas requires every one of us to step up to the plate. That's why, as co-founder of the Congressional Puget Sound Recovery Caucus, I'm fighting to protect federal funding to restore salmon habitat and prevent stormwater and other dirty pollutants from harming our waters. In Washington State, we've held gatherings across Puget Sound every June for over a decade to celebrate our orcas, which are, after all, icons of Northwest life. That served as a month-long reminder of work that requires a year-round focus. So as we mourn these difficult losses, we also need to roll up our sleeves and get to work with a renewed sense of both optimism and determination. Congress can help this effort by passing the resolution I'm introducing to commemorate June as National Orca Protection Month. Because in addition to protecting funding for Puget Sound recovery, we've got to call more national attention to our beloved orcas and our sound in order to restore it. With the strength of a national movement and the official designation of National Orca Protection Month, we can fight back against extinction of this beautiful species and ensure its survival for future generations.
And now we are joined by Susan Berta of Orca Network. We are back with Susan Berta of Orca Network, and it is June, Orca Month. Susan, how are you doing today? Thank you for joining us.
Good. We are happy. It's Orca Month, and glad to be here.
And I would love to hear from you about how Orca Month got started.
Well, it was 2007, so the orcas had just been declared endangered, or the southern resident orcas had been declared endangered in 2005, and we were trying to think of a way to just raise awareness that we have these awesome orcas in our urban waterways, but also that they were, you know, very endangered, and it's a fragile state that they're in. I mean, it was then, and sadly, 11 years later, it still is. So the first year, we partnered with Silver Lake Winery and Hoodsport Winery, who had come out with an orca wine. And that was our first partnership with a business that we felt would reach a different audience than what Orca Network typically reached out to. So they did a lot of advertising through the grocery stores that carried their wines, which was great because it reached, kind of the everyday family who was shopping at the different grocery stores. And they had displays in their winery. We did some presentations. They had information on the wine that they sold with links to our Orca Month website, and we did some dinners with presentations and just some things through Facebook and our email list. And then every year since then, we've just tried to expand and involve other organizations. The Puget Sound Partnership has become more involved. NOAA Fisheries has become more involved. This year, having the Washington State Ferries has been exciting. And then last year and this year, having the Orca Salmon Alliance be our co-sponsors of Orca Month has been wonderful, because that's really brought on board a lot of resources and organizations that all reach a broader audience. Over these 11 years, Orca Month has really grown and expanded our reach, and that's just really exciting to see.
What is the significance of Orca Month being in the month of June?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because when we started Orca Month in 2007, June was the month that all three of the southern resident pods returned to San Juan Island, and during the month of June, the Center for Whale Research was always able to complete their survey to know who was there, if there had been any births or deaths. Sadly, over the years, that has changed, we believe mainly due to a decline in salmon, where the typical range and travel patterns of the southern residents has changed. So in more recent years, there are some Junes where we haven't even seen all three pods yet. Sometimes it's mid-July. We're seeing them showing up in, you know, more scattered groups, showing up as sub-pods rather than the whole group. So that's kind of a interesting artifact that June was the month that we celebrated all three pods back. And sadly, after, 10 years or more, 11 years of orca recovery efforts, they haven't recovered, and we're seeing things like them needing to travel further offshore to find food, abandoning some of their earlier travel patterns and foraging areas. So now we continue to celebrate Orca Month in June, hoping that as the salmon runs increase and the southern residents start doing better, we will start seeing all three pods showing up in June again. And we're hopeful. We did have J-Pod show up off San Juan Island today, so that was a nice way to start Orca Month. And we are hopeful that we will see K's and L's by the end of the month.
And one of the big events is coming right up on June 4th. It's the kickoff at Golden Gardens Park, and it's a tribute to Granny. Can you tell us a little bit about this event and what Granny means to you?
Yeah, Granny is, I think she has been one of everybody's favorite orcas of all time. Just that, she's been around as long as all of us who've been following the orcas, and being the grandmother, great-grandmother, and keeping up with the rest of the pod. To me, that's amazing when you think, we have all these orcas swimming, hundreds of miles, and here's Granny keeping up with them. And, she's believed to be between, her late 80s to over 100 years old, and was keeping up with them until we unfortunately lost her last year. So losing Granny, she was kind of seen as the whole matriarch of J-Pod for sure, but of the whole southern resident orcas, and just one of those whales that was easily identifiable, and everybody loved her. So at the event this year on Sunday, we are going to be remembering Granny, and along with the other six orcas that were lost last year. It was a huge loss to the overall community to lose seven whales. So last year, our main kickoff event was a celebration of all the new calves we had had. Sadly, this year, we're reflecting on the loss of so many southern residents. But we're also celebrating the orcas that we still have amongst us and the efforts that are underway to help them, and celebrating the many groups that are working on salmon habitat restoration and the efforts like the Elwha Dam's coming down. Just a lot of good work being done, and the awareness level being higher than it has been. But it's going to be a bittersweet time because at the same time we're going to be celebrating Granny's life and looking at the changes that the southern residents have gone through over the decades and the changes she saw during her life. That have brought the southern residents to where they are today. And our hope is that through this event, we will raise awareness even more and maybe get a little more political will to do some of the things that need to be done to increase the salmon runs in order to help our endangered orcas.
And you mentioned it'll be a celebration in some ways and a learning event for a lot of other people. What sort of activities should we expect to see and presenters? I know that your group has worked really hard to bring in some performers. Can you talk to us a little bit about some things we should expect on Sunday?
Yes, we're excited. We have Jeff Renner, the former weatherman on King 5, to be our MC, and he has been a longtime orca supporter, so it will be fun having him introducing people and kind of overseeing the program. We also have Ralph Monroe, former Secretary of State, who has been a longtime orca advocate and was very instrumental in stopping the orca captures. We have Ken Workman of the Duwamish tribe coming to help with the welcoming. Paul Wagner will be there to do a native welcome and play his native flute. Something I'm really looking forward to is the end of the program will be the Tsimshian Hayuk dancers. They are just amazing. They just performed at the Penn Cove Water Festival in Coopville, where they've been performing every year because they're always one of the crowd's favorites. And they do wonderful dances for the whales and involve the audience in their dances. So to me, that's going to be a really neat way to celebrate the whales among us, as well as kind of remember the whales we have lost. And I really look forward to having the Native American aspect to the event. Sandra Simone is also going to be there. She has written a great children's book called Killer Whale Eyes. And we just have some other performers and great kids' activities. There will be an activity, making orca fin hats, but also making tote bags out of used T-shirts. Just some really amazing things that all the different organizations involved will be doing at their respective displays and tables as well.
And if folks can't come out to the event on Sunday, what other events is Orca Network hosting throughout the month?
On Saturday, there is the Whales in Your Neighborhood, where people can find on the Orca Month website or on the Facebook page locations throughout the Salish Sea where naturalists will be at the many public viewpoints. To learn about what whales they might see at different times of the year and to learn more about Orca Month and the whales in our area. And then June 10th, we have our Orcas in the Midst workshop that will be in Langley on Whidbey Island. We're really excited to have Mike Ford from NOAA Fisheries, who's going to be talking about some brand new genetic research on the southern resident orcas. We also have Jacques White from Long Live the Kings, who will be talking about their salmon marine survival project. We have Gay Bradshaw doing a video presentation of carnivore minds. And Howard Garrett of Orca Network will talk about just giving a status update of the southern residents, as well as doing a memorial tribute slideshow to the whales that we lost last year. And along with that, we have Chris Kevorkian doing a workshop on environmental grief, because that's something a lot of us have been suffering from, especially this last year, both related to orcas and the environment in general. So we thought it was important to include something like that to support people who sometimes can get depressed with all their tireless efforts at working for the whales and the environment. It can sometimes be a depressing thing. So we are excited to be able to have someone as part of the workshop who can maybe help us all deal with some of the things we're trying to process right now.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I just heard the term ocean optimism the other day, and I just found it really interesting. I think there's other podcasts out there that feature just positive stories to help uplift people and know that there are still some good things that are going on. And so, yeah, that's a really great idea that to bring someone in that would help us, yeah, like you said, process what's happening. And so that sounds like a fantastic event. Any other events we should be aware of?
The other thing I forgot to mention that's happening Saturday here on Whidbey that we're excited about is there's going to be a brand new whale bell in Coopville on the Coopville Wharf, and Jim Short, who helped carve the orcas that are on the whale wheel that's at the head of the wharf, carved a beautiful orca that the bell will hang from. So part of our Whales in Your Neighborhood activities that day, at 3:30, the mayor of Coopville and the Coopville Historic Waterfront Association and Orca Network and the Chamber of Commerce will all gather to have a first ringing of the whale bell. We're trying to schedule some orcas to show up, but I'm not sure if they'll make it. But that's an exciting thing because it's they're following the lead of Langley, who we had our whale bell installed there several years ago. And it's always exciting to hear it ring when the whales are in the neighborhood so everybody can run down to the waterfront and get to see the whales. And then I just encourage people to look at the orcamonth.com website and also our Facebook page because there are many events happening all month long. It's just, it's wonderful. In Port Townsend, Seattle, all around the Sound, there are great events happening about all sorts of topics connected to orcas. And I just hope people get out and attend the events and learn some things. We have little orca facts that are popping up on our Facebook page just to help people learn about all the fascinating facts that that our orca neighbors are just such a treasure to have. And their culture and their social relations with each other, they're like little tribes of the sea that have a whole life and culture that many people don't realize exists. And the more people learn about them, I believe the more they're going to want to help save them. And there are many things we can do as, you know, Salish Sea neighbors of the orcas, things in our own yards and neighborhoods, like have less lawns, you know, plant native plants, don't dump oil down your drain, don't wash your car in your driveway, pick up your dog poop, you know, easy things like that that everyone can do that can make a difference for the salmon and for the orcas. So we just hope that through all the great events, there will be something for everyone and it will pique everyone's interest and get them involved and turn them into orca advocates.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for coming on our podcast today. Again, orcanetwork.org and orcamonth.com is where you can find all of that information. Anything else you want to share with us?
No, just thank you for having me and being part of the Orca Salmon Alliance and part of Orca Month. We are just, I guess my last thought is looking back at where Orca Month was 11 years ago and where we are now. It's you know, that's one of those positive things that we can look at and go, wow, there are all these groups, and they aren't all just orca groups. There's salmon groups and conservation groups who have joined together specifically to help the orcas and to help there be more salmon so that the orcas can continue to live. And to me, that is a great thing to see happening and just makes me really excited about this year's Orca Month.
Yeah, the key that I learned is that it all starts with wine.
That's right. And actually, bringing it full circle, this year, a local winery, the Ott & Murphy in Langley, is coming up with an orca wine that is also going to be launched this month. We don't have the date set yet, but that is going to be one of those to-be-announced events. And so we're feeling like we've come full circle when they called us and said, we're going to have an orca wine, and we want to work with you guys and help promote the orcas. And they'll, you know, donate a dollar of, you know, for every bottle sold will come to our Orca Network efforts. And so it's kind of funny that we have circled back to wine again.
Excellent. It's always a great choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on just how big it's grown, and we look forward to this whole month ahead of us.
All right. Well, thank you, and we are happy to have you be a partner, and thank you for having us on your podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for listening today, and as always, you can listen to more podcasts by going to whalescout.org or finding us on iTunes. Please subscribe. Thank you very much for listening. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Whale Scout podcast. Your voluntary donation goes toward the recovery of whale species and enhanced whale watching opportunities in the Pacific Northwest. Please visit www.whalescout.org for more information. Aussi mal coiffé qu'écrasé, j'entretiens ma gueule négligée.